I am haunted. My past keeps following me wherever I go. Seeing Hadriana again reminded me of him. Daenerys, my so-called master. In a blind rage, I lash against everything around me, hurting friends and enemies alike. Hurting her. Hawk. She doesn't deserve the anger that I direct towards her. I took my anger out on her. Undeservedly so. After killing Hadriana, the rage that still flowed underneath my skin compels me to say hurtful things towards her. Words that I regret. I feel strangely discontent. It scares me sometimes that I seek her approval more than I should. Will she use my loyalty towards her and start treating me like a slave? The answer is uncertain, and it scares me. But even then, I seek her out. And so, here I am, sitting in front of the fireplace in her house, waiting for her to show up. And there she is. She is beautiful, as usual. Ever a battle-hardened warrior. Beauty and fierceness in one. When I look at her, I find myself drawn to the soft feature of her face. Her electric blue eyes. Her midnight black hair. I follow the shadow flickering on her face with my eyes. And I feel my throat is getting tight. I've been thinking about what happened with Hadriana, I find myself say. I took out my anger on you. Undeservedly so. I was not myself. I'm sorry. Then she tells me how worried she is. She had no idea where I went after I stormed off before. I feel ashamed. I can't look her in the eyes. I needed to be alone, I tell her, and it feels like excuse to my ears. When I was still a slave, Hadriana was a torment. She would ridicule me, deny my meals, hound my sleep. Because of her status, I was powerless to respond, and she knew it. The thought of her slipping out of my grasp now. I couldn't let her go. I wanted to, but I couldn't. She asks me to elaborate, and I tell her. This hate. I thought I'd gotten away from it, but it dogs me no matter where I go. To feel it again. To know it was they who planted it inside me. It was too much to bear. But I didn't come here to burden you further, I say as I turn to leave. But then, she stops me and puts her hand on my arm. On reflex, I lash out and push her into the wall, my Lyrian brand blazing on my skin. I can tell she is shocked, but there is something else in her eyes. It was hunger and so much more. Then she surges forward and kissed me. I am surprised by her action. All this pent-up sexual tension between us. It leads to this, a burning fire of passion. She turns around, traps me against the wall, and starts kissing me like mad. It is all I can do to put my hands around her waist and kiss her back, just as hungrily. Our hands are touching everywhere we can reach, while still kissing heatedly. We slowly move up the stairs and into her bedroom. She pushes me down on her bed, climbs on top of me, and starts shoving her tongue inside my mouth. I've never been this turned on in my life. My hands around her waist, holding her tight, while our bodies meld against each other. My pants starting to become constricted as I felt my hardness growing. I gasp in her mouth as I feel her hand stroking my cock, from the top of my pants. She looks me in the eye and gives a slow, wicked smirk. I feel my mouth going dry. She rid me of my pants and proceeded to suck my cock. I growl and put my hands on her hair to encourage her further. She licks my cock from base to the top and, kissing the tip, she tongues the slit rapidly as she looks me in the eyes and smirks. I am powerless in front of this woman, this force of nature. She squeezes the base of my cock and proceeds to rid herself of her clothes and stands bare before my eyes. A groan, such a beautiful body. Not an inch of fat on all her body, all lithe and built to kill. I silently ask for permission to touch with my eyes and she nods. Shakily, I put my hand on her breast and squeeze. And then it just seemed like a dam broke. I suck and knead at her breast with fervor, and she lets me. She strokes my hair and whispers encouragement to my ears and talks about filthy, filthy things. How she always wants to just grab me and shove me against a tree to give me the best time of my life. How she wants to shield me from the world and kiss my pain away. How she wonders that if my lyrium brand goes as far as to reach my cock, and how she wants my cock in a hungry, wet cunt right that second. I dazedly look up at the ceiling as I suddenly am pushed onto my back again. She straddles my hips, bites her lip, and pushes my cock inside her. I growl and place my hands on her hips, urging her to go faster. I watch, fascinated by the bounce of her breasts, the sweat gathering on her neck and stomach as she works herself up and down my cock, takes her pleasure and gives me pleasure in return. I can feel her pussy sliding against my cock. It is spasming and gripping my cock so exquisitely. Then I can feel her pussy gripping my cock almost unbearably so. She is coming, I can tell. She screams with pleasure and goes limp for a few seconds, then proceeds to kiss me within an inch of my life. I can feel my cock pulsating inside her, bathed in her release. She puts her hands around my neck, holding our bodies close together, and moves again with no less enthusiasm than before. She moves her hips back and forth, fucking herself on my cock, groaning and moaning her pleasure in my ear. I grip her hips so tight, it is sure to leave a mark. We rock our bodies together in a carnal dance. I can feel myself losing it, losing myself to the pleasure, and then it hits me. I growl and filled her with my cum. My lyrium brand alight in the moment of passion. I feel myself sinking deeper into myself. And visions. Visions starting to flash before my eyes. Remembrance of a past I have long forgotten. The life I had before I was turned into this. This monster tainted by magic. And as soon as it started, it stops. I come back to my senses and notice Hawk is sleeping on top of me, exhausted from our previous activities. I slowly turn her on her back and sit on the edge of the bed, contemplating what it all means. Then I pick up my discarded clothes and prepare myself to leave. I think I must have made a sound because Hawk suddenly wakes up and addresses me. She asks me if I think it was bad. I'm sorry, it's not, it was fine, I say. No, that is insufficient. It was better than anything I could have dreamed. She concernedly asked me about my markings. Does it hurt? No, it's not that. I began to remember my life before. Just flashes. It's too much. This is too fast. I cannot do this. I begin to explain. I've never remembered anything from before the ritual. But there were faces. Words. For just a moment I could recall all of it, and then it slipped away. She tells me how she thinks that perhaps it is a good thing I started to remember. I turn away from her. I feel that no words can describe the pain I feel gripping my heart. But instead, I say, perhaps you don't realize how upsetting this is. I've never remembered anything, and to have it all come back in a rush, only to lose it, I can't. I can't. She looks me in the eye and pleads that together we can work through this. But I feel so hopeless and in despair. I'm sorry. I feel like such a fool. All I wanted was to be happy. Just for a while. Forgive me. I turned my back from her and leave. My heart is cold, and it feels like a lead weight has just been dropped on my stomach. But I think this is all for the best. These hands, with these wicked claws, and devilish ability to phase through a person's body, grip their heart and rip it out. These hands that can so easily kill. These hands were made to destroy, to devastate, for destruction. This is not meant for protection. I will end up hurting Hawk and myself in the process. It was like a dream coming true, but, like all dreams, it must come to an end.